Yo, yo, welcome back
to the first episode of How to Survive Junior High with Garrett Kramer.
The first and only episode, by the way. We're not making another one.
What's your name?
Ben.
My name is Roman. If you guys didn't know, because I'm pretty cool.
Kazuki!
We're in 8th grade at Pleasant Valley Junior High, and this is for all the students that are going to be enrolling at the junior high next year. That are going into 7th grade or 8th grade, but mostly 7th graders.
Yeah, we're mostly 8th graders. We're going to teach you how to survive.
Yeah, because all of us have had very successful experiences in the junior high school. So
it might be unsurprising. It might be surprising, but we all have some pretty good grades.
Habits are probably like the most important thing for having good grades.
Good work ethic.
You know?
I can give you two things that you shouldn't do. Don't stress too much about your grades. I mean, you want the best grades that you can have, but like in the long run, you just want to pass all your classes so you can get to the next stage, which is high school in 8th grade.
Yes.
Also, Spanish is really hard, so
be aware.
I mean, be aware, and you're gonna have to do a lot of studying.
Yeah, I only recommend taking Spanish if you're proficient in English first. It's you probably want to be proficient in one language before you try to master another.
Yeah.
But habits are really important. One benefit of Spanish is you're getting used to high school level classes, so you know what it takes to do good in those classes and how much time and effort it takes to succeed. For me personally, first semester, I did really well in Spanish. I got an A, which is great. Start off my transcript, which that was my goal. Second semester, that's what I'm working towards again, so doing pretty good right now, so just trying to keep it up. And
I say the hardest thing was the hybrid, because
you guys know
me, I asked a lot of questions, and that was a little harder, so I usually I'm a hard worker, and I like to see those A's come in, and then I saw those B's, you know. On two classes, and I was bummed about it, but this semester, how we went full back, I started seeing that again, those all A's, you know, Garrett?
Another thing about junior high is that really, like, don't waste your time trying to do things perfect, because if you study hard and you complete your work, you're gonna get the grades. But really what you need to do is have fun in junior high. Yeah. Junior high is like the middle ground. It's like where you can, it's like the border between complicated work and the easy work that you saw in elementary school.
Especially 7th grade. Like 7th grade's not that bad.
7th grade is your time to just relax. Learn the new schedule that you have, and then have more fun in 8th grade.
Yeah, your effort is really everything in junior high. If you give a good effort, and you'll always succeed. It's almost a guarantee. But you have to be willing to put in the effort to get the good results that you would want. And there's a lot of good things go with getting good grades. Like, I'm not sure if you guys had this, but in elementary school, if you had all your work done, you'd get to go outside. Junior high, you don't get to go outside, but actually, speaking of which, we're getting a playground in, so maybe you will get to go outside, but that's besides the point.
I don't know.
Effort, like, you'll get good effort, and you'll get rewarded with things. You'll get, like, treats. You'll get free time, which is always good, so you can complete other homework, which you don't want to have homework. You want to be able to study hard in school, and if you get time to finish it at school, utilize that time. But if not, take the homework. Do it. Don't procrastinate. Do it that night, right when you get home from school. Don't do it super late at night or the next morning. That's a horrible idea.
It really depends on the teachers sometimes about all that stuff.
The idea sounds good until you have to do it in the morning. So I just get your homework done. It's never that hard. It shouldn't take you that long. And
most of the teachers here are pretty cool about all that and giving out candy for doing a good job on a lot of your stuff.
And the teachers are really I mean, you don't want to, like, take advantage of the teachers, but if you're really good, give effort in class, the teachers will really enjoy having you in class, which will just be better for you because it'll make your classes more fun. But you'll also be getting good grades, so you're getting the best of both worlds, which is always a positive.
You know, I think we talked a lot about how to survive junior high, but I feel like we should talk about, like, how we survived junior high. Like, at the first week, it was pretty challenging learning the new schedule, having periods besides...
Passing time. Trying to find where stuff is.
Trying to think back. Are you talking about 7th grade or 8th grade?
7th grade.
Both, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
trying
facts.
To remember. Yeah.
Facts. Another good thing to get, like, you want to involve yourself in activities.
Yeah.
Like, talk to new people. Try a new sport.
Yeah.
That's the thing I regret in 7th grade. I didn't do any, like, the only thing I did was, the only sports I actually did for club I did it in for, 3rd quarter was swimming. But I wish I did, like, football and other activities to get myself, in and to know some other people.
Like, in 7th grade, I took a gamble, and I did choir. It wasn't something I'd want to do again, but it was fun to try something new. I had lots of my friends to do it with me, so we all thought it'd just be a good idea to try it, and it wasn't that bad. I expected it to be a lot worse, but it was something fun to try, and I'm glad I didn't, and I didn't just do study hall because... It gets boring over time, even though you want to get your work done.
Good thing to learn also is that pizza day is the best day at lunch. If you get cold lunch, don't do it on pizza day. Just saying.
Yeah, so.
Or you can be like me and just eat my cold lunch and get hot lunch.
Yeah. Nutrition. Oh, here's another really important thing.
Yeah.
You guys are having to get up at, you guys are going to have to start getting up at 6 o'clock, 5:45 maybe. Anywhere super early, a lot earlier than elementary school, and you could wake up at 7:15 and get to school with plenty of time.
Depends on your bus or, like, if your parents drive you.
If your parents drive you, you can usually take a little longer.
Yeah.
Probably wake up around 6:45. You know?
That's pushing it, but...
School starts at 7:34. You don't have to get there 40 minutes early. I know a lot of kids wake up at 5:30 for no reason. What I learned is that in 7th grade, I woke up at 6:15 every day. But, you know, you get really tired during the day. Also, like, when in 8th grade, I start pushing the limits and going to, like, 6:30, you know, it's fine. Also, sleeping in class is not appropriate.
Yeah.
Even though I do it sometimes, it's...
we're not trying to promote bad habits. Anyways, You want to go to bed early. Don't be staying up 12 o'clock, snapping people.
That's all we got.
Don't take Snapchat.
Your imaginary girlfriend that you wish you had.
Yep.
Don't do that. Go to bed early. Eat a good breakfast. Another thing is, breakfast at the junior high you can get for free this year. So take advantage of that if you're still hungry.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to have.
Good breakfast gives you more good grades. Just saying.
Promotes, boosts your energy.
If you don't sleep in class.
Yeah.
Gym class is very fun. Probably
easy A's.
Easy A.
Yep.
Helps you get more fit, you know.
Relieve some stress.
Honestly, don't take gym class for granted. I know some of you might not like doing, like, activities, but, like, you know, gym class is fun for everyone. Even, I know some kids that thought, like, they weren't going to like gym class, but then they ended up loving it, so.
Yeah, some of my best junior high memories are in gym class.
Also, don't mess around too much at lunch. You will
get
in
trouble.
Yeah.
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah. But, and also, like, don't get down on yourself if you have a bad grade. To give you an example, last year in 10th grade, I had a science test, I believe, and I didn't perform very well on it. I think I got a C, But by the end of the quarter, I worked hard and got all my grade up to all the way to like a 94, 95% and got received an A for the class. So it's okay if you have one bad test grade. Just the next, just after that, you have to be more focused.
Yeah, Garrett, it kind of reminds me of like a problem that junior high probably creates and that people do in high school is that studying for tests. I feel like in junior high, I feel like in 7th grade and some classes in 8th grade, you can get away with not studying.
But it's highly unlikely.
Yeah, you're going to have to study.
And especially if you do not study in junior high, you're going to regret it in high school. Because I heard that like you need to study for like individual times every day for those tests.
I got two things. Number one, this might be obvious, but you should pay attention in class. It really helps you. Most of the stuff that's on the test will either be reviewed in class or it's either going to be said multiple times in class, which will help you in the long run. Yeah. Number two, it's about grades again. Like, if you do something bad at the beginning of the quarter, it's fine because it's probably the only thing that's put in the grade book.
You can always work that grade back up.
Yeah.
That's the thing I like about that.
Something, like, personal experience, in the very first quarter, there was a really hard science test that I don't think anyone did very great on.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We all had
C's, D's,
yeah.
F's.
So, honestly, that was like the first thing I was putting in the grade book. But then, like a few weeks later, not saying it will happen again, but the science teachers will give you like a boost to your grade.
I swear, like Mrs. Bolsley,
she gave us a two questions.
Yeah.
And it boosted my grade up.
To 95%.
Yeah.
So don't stress about your grades at the beginning of the quarter too much.
Because those teachers are always going to like adapt and see what's happening. And they're going to try to fix it.
And potentially the biggest thing, one of the biggest key success is associate yourself with good people. You don't want to be the people that the teachers don't like because you're a problem. Don't be that person. Just get your work done. Be nice in class. Be fun to be around. That's really my biggest tip for people going into junior high.
Or like good partners for doing work together.
So I hope with all this being said, you guys are prepared for junior high next year. And don't make the same mistakes we did, but also have fun and learn and do your best.
Also, don't throw carrots at lunch. Peace out, boys.
And I'm out.